February 6th. Psalms 6, 37, 67, 97, 127. Proverbs 6. Old Testament, Judges 8:18 to 9:21. New Testament, Luke 23:44 to 24:12. Psalms 6. 1 for the leader. With stringed instruments. Anshminit, low-pitched musical instruments. A Psalm of David. Adonai, don't rebuke me in your anger. Don't discipline me in the heat of your fury. To be gracious to me, Adonai. Because I am withering away. Heal me, Adonai, because my bones are shaking. 3. I am completely terrified. And you, Adonai, how long? 4. Come back, Adonai, and rescue me. Save me for the sake of your grace. 5. For in death, no one remembers you. In Sheol, who will praise you? 6. I am worn out with groaning. All night I drench my bed with tears. Flooding my couch till it swims. 7. My vision is darkened with anger. It grows weak because of all my foes. 8. Get away from me, all you workers of evil. For Adonai has heard the sound of my weeping. 9. Adonai has heard my pleading. Adonai will accept my prayer. 10. All my enemies will be confounded, completely terrified. They will turn back and be suddenly put to shame. Psalms 36. 1 for the leader. By David, the servant of Adonai. Crime speaks to the wicked. I perceive this in my heart. Before his eyes there is no fear of God. 2 for, the way he sees it, crime makes his life easy, that is. Until his wrongs are discovered. Then, he is hated. 3 his words are wrong and deceitful. He has stopped being wise and doing good. 4 he devises trouble as he lies in bed. So set is he on his own bad way that he doesn't hate evil. 5 Adonai, in the heavens is your grace. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. 6 Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save man and beast, Adonai. 7 How precious, God, is your grace. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. 8 They feast on the rich bounty of your house. And you have them drink from the stream of your delights. 9 For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. 10 Continue your grace to those who know you. And your righteousness to the upright in heart. 11 Don't let the foot of the proud tread on me. Or the hands of the wicked drive me away. 12 There they lie fallen, those evildoers. Flung down and unable to rise. Psalms 66. 1 for the leader. A song. A psalm. Shout to God, all the earth. 2 Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. 3 Tell God, how awesome are your deeds. At your great power, your enemies cringe. 4 All the earth bows down to you, sings praises to you. Sings praises to your name. Selah. 5 Come and see what God has done. His awesome dealings with humankind. 6 He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. 7 With his power he rules forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let no rebel arise to challenge him. 8 Bless our God, you peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. 9 He preserves our lives and keeps our feet from stumbling. Selah. 10 For you, God, have tested us. Refined us as silver is refined. 11 You brought us into the net. And bound our bodies fast. 12 You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. But you brought us out to a place of plenty. 13 I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will fulfill my vows to you. 14 Those my lips pronounced and my mouth spoke. When I was in distress. 15 I will offer you burnt offerings of fattened animals. Along with the sweet smoke of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Selah. 16 Come and listen, all you who fear God. And I will tell what he has done for me. 17 I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. 18 Had I cherished evil thoughts. Adonai would not have listened. 19 But in fact, God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. 20 Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer. Or turn his grace away from me. Psalms, 96. 1 Sing to Adonai a new song. Sing to Adonai, all the earth. 2 Sing to Adonai, bless his name. Proclaim his victory day after day. 3 Declare his glory among the nations. His wonders among all peoples. For Adonai is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared more than all gods. 5. For all the gods of the peoples are idols. But Adonai made the heavens. 6. In his presence are honor and majesty. In his sanctuary, strength and splendor. 7. Give Adonai his due, you families from the peoples. Give Adonai his due of glory and strength. 8. Give Adonai the glory due to his name. Bring an offering, and enter his courtyards. 9. Worship Adonai in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. 10. Say among the nations, Adonai is king. The world is firmly established, immovable. He will judge the peoples fairly. 11. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and everything in it. 12. Let the fields exult and all that is in them. Then all the trees in the forest will sing. 13. Before Adonai, because he has come to judge the earth. He will judge the world rightly and the peoples with his faithfulness. Psalms 126. 1. When the Lord brought back those who returned to Zion. We were like those who dream. 2. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. And our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations. The Lord has done great things for them. 3. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are glad. 4. Restore our fortunes again, Lord. Like the streams in the Negev. 5. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. 6. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed for sowing, will assuredly come again with joy, carrying his sheaves. Proverbs 6. 1. My son, if you have become collateral for your neighbor. If you have struck your hands in pledge for a stranger. 2. You are trapped by the words of your mouth. You are ensnared with the words of your mouth. 3. Do this now, my son, and deliver yourself. Seeing you have come into the hand of your neighbor. Go, humble yourself. Press your plea with your neighbor. 4. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. 5. Free yourself, like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. Like a bird from the snare of the fowler. 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise. 7. Which having no chief, overseer, or ruler. 8. Provides her bread in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest. 9. How long will you sleep, sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? 10. A little sleep, a little slumber. A little folding of the hands to sleep. 11. So your poverty will come as a robber, and your scarcity as an armed man. 12. A worthless person, a man of iniquity, is he who walks with a perverse mouth. 13. Who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who motions with his fingers. 14. In whose heart is perverseness, who devises evil continually, who always sows discord. 15. Therefore his calamity will come suddenly. He will be broken suddenly, and that without remedy. 16. There are 6 things which the Lord hates. Yes, 7 which are an abomination to him. 17. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. 18. A heart that devises wicked schemes. Feet that are swift in running to mischief. 19. A false witness who utters lies. And he who sows discord among brothers. 20. My son, keep your father's mitzvah. And don't forsake your mother's teaching. 21. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck. 22. When you walk, it will lead you. When you sleep, it will watch over you. When you awake, it will talk with you. 23. For the mitzvah is a lamp, and the law is light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. 24. To keep you from the immoral woman, from the flattery of the wayward wife's tongue. 25. Don't lust after her beauty in your heart. Neither let her captivate you with her eyelids. 26. For a prostitute reduces you to a piece of bread. The adulteress hunts for your precious life. 27. Can a man scoop fire into his lap, and his clothes not be burned? 28. Or can one walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? 29. So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not be unpunished. 30. Men don't despise a thief, if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. 31. But if he be found, he shall restore 7 times. He shall give all the wealth of his house. 32. He who commits adultery with a woman is void of understanding. He whose it destroys his own soul. 33. He will get wounds and dishonor. His reproach will not be wiped away. 34. For jealousy arouses the fury of the husband. He won't spare in the day of vengeance. 35. He won't regard any ransom. Neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts. Old Testament, Judges 8:18-9:21. 8:18 Then said he to Zavok and Zamana, What manner of men were they whom you killed at Tavor? They answered, As you are, so were they, each one resembled the children of a king. 19 He said, They were my brothers, the sons of my mother, as the Lord lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not kill you. 20 He said to Yetzer his firstborn, Up, and kill them. But the youth didn't draw his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. 21 Then Zavok and Zamana said, Rise you, and fall on us, for as the man is, so is his strength. Gideon arose, and killed Zavok and Zamana, and took the crescents that were on their camels' necks. 22 Then the men of Yisrael said to Gideon, Rule you over us, both you and your son, and your son's son also, for you have saved us out of the hand of Midian. 23 Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you, the Lord shall rule over you. 24 Gideon said to them, I would make a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his spoil. For they had golden earrings, because they were Yishmaelim. 25 They answered, We will willingly give them. They spread a garment, and did cast therein every man the earrings of his spoil. 26 The weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescents, and the pendants, and the purple clothing that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about their camels' necks. 27 Gideon made an ephod of it, and put it in his city, even in Ophrat, and all Israel played the prostitute after it there, and it became a snare to Gideon, and to his house. 28 So Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, and they lifted up their heads no more. The land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon. 29 Jerubbaal the son of Joash went and lived in his own house. 30 Gideon had 70 sons conceived from his body, for he had many wives. 31 His concubine who was in Shechem, she also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. 32 Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of Joash's father, in Ophrat of the Abiezrites. 33 It happened, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and played the prostitute after the Baalim, and made Baal Berith their god. 34 The children of Israel didn't remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hand of all their enemies on every side. 35 Neither shown they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, who is, Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown to Israel. 19-1 Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal went to Shechem to his mother's brothers, and spoke with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Two please speak in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you, that all the sons of Jerubbaal, who are 70 persons, rule over you, or that one rule over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. 3 His mother's brothers spoke of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. 4 They gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal Berith, with which Abimelech hired vain and light fellows, who followed him. 5 He went to his father's house at Ophrat, and killed his brothers the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons, on one stone, but Jotam the youngest son of Jerubbaal was left, for he hid himself. 6 All the men of Shechem assembled themselves together, and all the house of Millo, and went and made Abimelech king, by the oak of the pillar that was in Shechem. 7 When they told it to Jotam, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said to them, Listen to me, ye men of Shechem, that God may listen to you. 8 The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, Reign you over us. 9 But the olive tree said to them, Should I leave my fatness, with which by me they honor God and man, and go to wave back and forth over the trees? 10 The tree said to the fig tree, Come, and reign over us. 11 But the fig tree said to them, Should I leave my sweetness, and my good fruit, and go to wave back and forth over the trees? 12 The tree said to the vine, Come, and reign over us. 13 The vine said to them, Should I leave my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go to wave back and forth over the trees? 14 Then said all the trees to the bramble, Come, and reign over us. 15 The bramble said to the trees, If in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade, and if not, let fire come out of the bramble, and devour the cedars of Lebanon. 16 Now therefore, if you have dealt truly and righteously, in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done to him according to the deserving of his hands. 17 For my father fought for you, and adventured his life, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian. 18 And you are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons, on one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. 19 If you then have dealt truly and righteously with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice you in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. 20 But if not, Let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the men of Shechem, and the house of Millo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem, and from the house of Millo, and devour Abimelech. 21 Yotam ran away, and fled, and went to Beer, and lived there for fear of Abimelech his brother. New Testament, Luke 23:44-24:12. 23:44 It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. 45 The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. 46 Yeshua, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. 47 When the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. 48 All the multitudes that came together to see this, when they saw the things that were done, returned beating their breasts. 49 All his acquaintances, and the women who followed with him from the Galilee, stood far away, watching these things. 50 Behold, a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man. 51 He had not consented to their counsel indeed, from Ramataim, a city of the Yehudim, who was also waiting for the kingdom of God. 52 This man went to Pilate, and asked for Yeshua's body. 53 He took it down, and wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb that was cut in stone, where no man had ever yet lain. 54 It was the day of the preparation, and the Shabbat was coming on. 55 The women, who had come with him out of the Galilee, followed after, and saw the tomb, and how his body was laid. 56 They returned, and prepared spices and ointments. On the Shabbat they rested according to the mitzvah. 24-1 But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they and some others came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. 2 They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. 3 They entered in, and didn't find the Lord Yeshua's body. 4 It happened, while they were greatly perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. 5 Becoming terrified, they bowed their faces down to the earth. They said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? 6 He isn't here, but is risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in the Galilee. 7 Saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again? 8 They remembered his words. 9 Returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11, and to all the rest. 10 Now they were Miriam from Magdala, Yochana, and Miriam the mother of Yaakov. The other women with them told these things to the apostles. 11 These words seemed to them to be nonsense, and they didn't believe them. 12 But Kepha got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering what had happened.